With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. We're learning more about the man accused of firing a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Authorities identify him as 28-year-old Mufid Fawaz Al-Qadir of Schenectady, New York, near Albany, a U.S. citizen born in Iraq who told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East, according to a federal agent. Police Chief Eric Hawkins says when officers arrested him, he said, "Free Palestine." Chief Hawkins says the shooting is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Federal prosecutors charged Al-Qadir with possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, a charge authorities say is related to his admitted use of marijuana. I'm Rita Foley.
A woman has been arrested in Atlanta, accused of trying to burn down the historic birthplace of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Witnesses tell local media they spotted the 26-year-old woman on the front porch of the historic home Thursday evening, dressed in all black, holding a red gasoline can, dousing the building with the liquid. A tourist from Utah, Zach Kempf, told reporters they asked the woman what she was doing, and she picked up a lighter, so they blocked her from getting back to the building and detained her until police arrived. Police say these tourists saved a jewel of the city, the birthplace of Dr. King. The woman is charged with second-degree attempted arson. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A teenager has been sentenced to life in prison for killing four students, wounding more, and terrorizing Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021. A judge Friday rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured that Ethan Crumbly, 17, will not get an opportunity for parole. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 130 points, the NASDAQ rose 60, the S&P advanced 18. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A federal judge says he will not kill a lawsuit filed by Christian parents against the State College Area School District. The suit argues that the district is discriminating against kids in religious schools by barring them from co-curricular and extracurricular activities, despite the fact that homeschoolers are being allowed to participate. Thomas More Society and the Religious Rights Foundation of Pennsylvania are representing the parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have outlawed sex change operations on minors. The measure would have also barred puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and any other therapy designed to help a child live as the opposite sex. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel said while the governor's veto of this legislation is certainly not surprising, it serves as a stark reminder of just how out of touch with reality he is. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks pushed higher, leaving the market with its sixth weekly gain in a row. That's the longest such winning streak in 4 years. The gains today came after a report showed the job market isn't slowing as much as expected. Treasury yields rose more sharply following the report, which said U.S. employers added more jobs than economists expected last month. The strong data keeps concerns about a recession at bay, but the worry is a strong economy could also give inflation more fuel. The Dow up 130 points to finish at 35,247. The Nasdaq gained 64 points to 14,403. The S&P 500 added 18 to 4,604. New York oil rose $1.89 to $71.23 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.